From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The execution of a prominent Shiite cleric of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family has caused international outrage and a serious escalation of diplomatic tensions in the region, with unrest predicted in the Shia-majority communities. Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, who was among 47 people executed in Saudi Arabia Saturday, was a widely revered Shiite Muslim cleric who was convicted in 2014 of sedition and other charges and sentenced to death. He was an outspoken critic of the kingdom's ruling Saud family and a key leader of the Shiite protest in Saudi Arabia in 2011. Israeli police on Saturday identified a suspect in a shooting outside a Tel Aviv bar that killed two people, wounded at least seven others. Relatives of Nashat Milam, an Israeli Arab, reportedly recognized him from security footage at the scene of Friday's attack and notified authorities. And just after the shooting, this eyewitness said, "We were shaking. We were about eight people hiding in the storage. We leaned against the door so they could not break in." It is unclear if the shooting is tied to the recent wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis, an almost daily wave of Palestinian stabbings, shootings, and vehicular attacks have killed 21 Israelis. That in recent months, more than 130 Palestinians have died in Israeli defensive measures. United States on Saturday criticized Rwandan President Paul Kagame's decision to seek a third term in 2017. Last month, the country voted in a referendum to change the Constitution to allow him to run for more terms. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone has been Ebola-free now since November, the country now trying to move forward in 2016. This is proving to be challenging for some. Anina Dravies has more from Freetown.
The media has set in, and Daddy Hassan Kamara is grateful to have his children with him. They mean the world to him. He is one of more than 4,000 Ebola survivors in Sierra Leone. He contracted Ebola from his mother in November of 2014, a time when the virus was surging across Sierra Leone.
When I was in the treatment center, I was totally mad over the whole thing, because even when doctor called me to give me medicine, you know, I always ignore, you know. Then there are times the doctors become feared.
Now Sierra Leone and Guinea have been officially declared Ebola-free by the World Health Organization. Liberia should be completely free of Ebola transmission by this month. Nita DeVries for VOA News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.
Four-way talks are set to begin in Pakistan January the 11th on a framework for reviving peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Representatives from Afghanistan, China, Pakistan, and the United States are scheduled to take part in those discussions. Pakistan hosted the first round of talks last July, but the negotiations stalled amid word that the insurgent spiritual leader Mullah Omar had died 2 years earlier. Taliban kept the news secret, apparently to avoid divisions in the movement over who would succeed him. As preparations for the new discussions take place, some observers cast doubt on prospects of any breakthrough given divisions in the ranks of the Taliban and conditions set by the two sides. China has created three new military units as it seeks to build a stronger, more efficient fighting force at a time when it seeks to strengthen its position on maritime territory disputes. China's engaged in tense territorial disputes with many Asian countries, particularly in the vast South China Sea, which Beijing claims almost in its entirety. President Obama has declared an emergency in the flood-ravaged state of Missouri, a move that allows federal aid to help the state recover from massive flooding and that has killed at least two dozen people, forced thousands of others to evacuate, and submerged huge swaths of farmland. Flooding was fueled by more than 25 centimeters of rain over a three-day period in the past week, bursting riverbanks. National Weather Service in the United States has issued flood advisories for as south as the state of Tennessee through Monday evening, while local forecasters say many smaller rivers south of the city of St. Louis will not crest until midweek. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.